down the lane, put the shot up, and he missed it. Here come the Hawkeyes the other way. Here's Wolfram slashing along the right side. Shot blocked by Bartholomew, but he fouled him. And Bartholomew just picked up his third personal foul. So he's picked up a pair of quick fouls here to start the second half. Wolfram will be at the line to shoot two. Grant, 2 of 4 from the line tonight. And he missed the first one off the back of the iron. Hamilton won the girls' game against Holland earlier tonight, 55-25. Holland Christian beat Unity in girls' action tonight, 46-41. Wolfram makes the second. Holland 24, Hamilton 22, early in the third. Here's Hawkins with it, drives the lane, puts the shot up. No good, we get a foul. I think the shot occurred on the floor before the drive. It's on Elijah Walker, his second. Dutch will have it, baseline left. Inbounds to Tyler Johns. Back outside is Anders Nordhuis. Now McAuliffe. McAuliffe will go along the baseline. He kicks it out over to Johns. Johns on the left side now. Over to Bartholomew. Outside to Hawkins. Dante for three. And it's through. Dante Hawkins, his third triple of the night. He has 19. 27-22 the Dutch. Walker having some trouble in the backcourt, bringing it up against Nordhuis. Now he gets it across. Now drives to the baseline. Walker hanging, puts up an 8-footer, and it's good. That's 6 for Elijah. And Walker nearly with a steal. Tipped the pass away out of bounds, intended for Tyler Johns. Trent Ramos will come in for the Dutch, in for Bartholomew, and Holland will go to a much smaller lineup without the 6'11 Bartholomew in the ballgame. Johns becomes the post guy at 6'3". Driving along the baseline is McAuliffe. Outside to Ramos. Now Hawkins has it between the circles. Hawkins from way outside. No good. That was about 7 feet beyond the arc. Here comes Hamilton the other way. Colin Tidd with it in the front court. Tidd picked up by Hawkins. Tidd bounce pass down low to Wolfram. Wolfram low block right. And Wolfram threw it past Walker into the back court. And it is going to be Holland basketball. Wolfram was had a size mismatch against Nordhuis, but he didn't take advantage of it. He tried to pass back out to Walker, and he threw it right past him. And he threw it all the way down to his own end of the court, so the Dutch will have it on the baseline on the left. Inbounds comes to Ramos, to McAuliffe, now Hawkins with it. Hawkins way outside on the right. Hawkins trying to set the offense. Ramos comes to set a screen for Dante. Hawkins left side, drives to the basket, puts it up, and he's fouled. And that might be on Walker. That's number 3 on him. If so, the official comes over to the scorer's table, and Brant Hoverding just got Jared Overbeek off the bench. That is number 3 on Walker. So Brant Hoverding's going to have to go the next few minutes without his leading scorer. Dutch have it on the baseline. Inbounds comes to Ramos at the free throw line. Over to Nordhuis. Now Johns with it. Johns, bounce pass underneath. Ramos wide open. Nice feed from Johns. And Trent Ramos has his first basket of the ball game. 29-24. Dutch back. We go the other way. Shot by Wolfram. No good. Tip up and in. Connor Davis somehow got a hand on it and tipped it up and in. 29-26 the Dutch. McAuliffe is bumped by Wolfram on the right side. And the Hamilton fans not happy about the call. 5:23 to go in the third. That's 2 fouls on Wolfram. 3 team fouls on the Hawkeyes. Again, Hamilton playing without Elijah Walker right now. He's got 3 fouls. The Dutch playing without Kyle Bartholomew. He has 3. Hawkins brings it into the front court. Hawkins drives the lane, dishes off, and the pass intended for Nordhuis goes off Anders' hand. A Hamilton defender got a hand on it, and Nordhuis was not able to react quickly enough off the deflection to get the ball, and it's Hamilton basketball. Pressure put on in the backcourt by the Dutch. Skolden brings it up against McCall. Now he's double-teamed. Long pass intercepted by Ramos. Ramos into the front court, and Trent loses the basketball, but McAuliffe saves it. McAuliffe in the corner. McAuliffe outside to Tyler Johns. Tyler launches a 3. It's short.
Rebound loose on the floor, and what do we got? Oh, Skolden comes away with it. There were about five bodies on the floor, and the Hawkeyes get it back. Here's Kidd into the front court to Davis. Davis drives on Nordheis, puts it up off the window, and it's good.
The Hawkeyes hanging around. They trail 29-28. 4:30 to go in the third. Hawkins, right side to Johns. Johns to McAuliffe. McAuliffe outside to Johns. Johns dribbling right to left. Now leaves it for Hawkins. Hawkins works on Overbeek. To Ramos at the top. Now to Johns. Johns left side drives to the basket. Puts it up and in. And for Tyler Johns, that's his first basket of the contest. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Inbounds comes to Connor Davis. 31-28 Holland. 4 minutes to go in the third. Skolden having a little trouble working up court and finally does get into the front court to Tidd. Tidd at the top of the circle against Hawkins. Back outside to Skolden. Now to Overbeek. Wolfram has it right side. They swing it around. Now Tidd has it left side. Drives to the basket. Has the ball knocked away and it's intercepted by McCullough. Here comes Hawkins. Hawkins drives into the front court. Hawkins drives to the basket. He's got contact and he's going to go to the line. They just completed three quarters over at Unity Christian. It is all even, 36-36 between the Maroons and Crusaders. Foul on Overbeek is first. We're going to get a timeout taken by Brant Hoverdink. It's going to be a 60-second timeout, 3:35 to go in the third, 31-28 Holland. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Now, Dante Hawkins goes back to the free throw line for the Dutch, and right now Dante Hawkins has been the Holland offense tonight as he has 19 of the Dutch's 31 points. First free throw for Hawkins is good. He's 5-for-5 from the stripe tonight. He has 3 3-pointers, 3 2-pointers. So Hawkins will have one more. He's averaging 19.5 a ball game. Second free throw left. It's short. That's his first miss at the line tonight. Wolfram has the rebound. Holland 32, Hamilton 28. 3:30 to go in the third. Tidd double teamed in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Davis. Now to Wolfram. Slashing along the baseline is Burrish, and he puts it in. Nice feed that time to Dylan Burrish by Grant Wolfram. And Burrish has his first basket of the ball game. 32-30, the Dutch. Eric Brooks, who just checked into the ball game for the Dutch, has the basketball, gets rid of it to Hawkins. Dante way out on the left side. Hawkins drives the paint, puts the shot up, no good. Davis has the rebound. So the Hawkeyes with a chance to tie or maybe take the lead. Here's Wolfram left side. Wolfram drives the basket, puts it up off the window, missed it. Rebound McAuliffe. Here comes Hawkins for the Dutch. Hawkins, right side, back outside McAuliffe. McAuliffe will take a three, right side, no good. He left it short. The rebound to Overbeek. Here come the Hawkeyes. Overbeek drives on McAuliffe, puts the shot off the window, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Dutch. Walker back in for Hamilton, along with Colton Bexford, who had 10 first-half points. Elroy Payne is in the game for Dutch. 2:35 to play in the third. 32-30. The Dutch clinging to a two-point lead. Holland led by as many as seven late in the first half, but the Hawkeyes aren't going away. Hawkins with it just past half court as they try to spread the floor. Here's Hawkins slashing the lane. Puts the shot up. He missed it. Rebound Ramos. He had it taken away by Tidd. Here comes Hamilton. Tidd into the front court. Bounce pass left side. Burrish. Dylan slashes along the baseline. Knocks over Payne. It's a charging foul. The two football players collided along the baseline, and Burrish got the charge. Elroy Payne got good position, but he sold it. Absolutely. The Dutch will get it back. 2:10 to go in the third. They maintain a two-point lead. Hawkeyes have had their opportunities to tie or take the lead and have just not been able to convert. McAuliffe has it front court for the Dutch. Puts it on the floor against Walker. McAuliffe drives around Walker. He knew Walker had three fouls and couldn't have afforded to commit the foul. And McAuliffe put it up and in down the lane. That's 7 for Aiden. 34-30 the Dutch. 1:45 to go in the third. Tidd, bounce pass. It's taken away by Hawkins. Hawkins will bring it up. Hawkins nearly got his feet tangled up with Tidd, but gets it into the front court. Into the corner now. Here's a three on the way. No good. Pass underneath. There's Ramos underneath. Puts it up and in. The initial shot was taken by number 31, and wouldn't you know, there's not a 31 on my roster. We're going to get a timeout taken by Hamilton. It's going to be a 30, 1:24 to go in the third. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. 36-30, the Dutch. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. .124 to go in the third. 36-30, Holland in the lead. Hawkeyes will inbounds. Pressure from the Dutch. Inbounds comes to Elijah Walker. He'll bring it up against Elroy Payne. Walker gets it across the timeline over to Burrish. Now Buxford has it right side. Back outside to Evan Woodke, who just checked in the ball game. And Woodke nails a three from the left side. Woodke, his first basket of the ball game, and he just cut the Holland lead in half. 36-33. Here's Hawkins. Dishes off right side. Here's a three on the way. No good. Long rebound comes out to Burrish. Burrish will bring it up into the front court. I'm wondering if that might be Demetrius Lake in the ball game for the Dutch, who's been playing on the junior varsity. I've heard a lot about this young man. Yeah, he's got a very, very, very great future, but we don't know. Here's a drive, and Bexford is called for traveling as he tried to drive the lane. 34.2 seconds to go in the third. The Dutch have the basketball up by three. Hawkins will walk it slowly up court, and Paul Chapman, I'm sure, will want one shot. And Dante's going to just stop at half court and dribble. Down to 20 seconds. Gary Eating, who's now comes out to meet Hawkins, down to 15. Hawkins maintains his dribble, down to 10. They spread the court. They have four guys along the baseline. Here's Hawkins dishing underneath to Payne. Payne puts it up. He puts it in, and he drew the foul. Elroy Payne with a strong move, but that was set up by the dribble penetration of Hawkins. Foul on Evan Woodke, his first, and Elroy Payne will have a three-point play opportunity. Big basket for the Dutch with 5.6 seconds to go in the third. Mason Rosado and Eric Brooks in the contest for the Dutch. Payne, one of two from the line tonight. Free throw on the way, missed it. The rebound to Bexford. 4 seconds left, 3 seconds left. Here's Walker. Walker with a 30-footer at the buzzer. He hit one earlier against Holland Christian, but not this time. End of the third quarter here at Hamilton. It is Holland 38 and the Hawkeyes 33. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Hamilton. The Dutch lead at 38-33, and they'll have the basketball first. About 4 minutes to go over in Hudsonville. Holland Christian has opened up a 50-40 lead over Unity Christian as they try to go to 4-0 in the OK green. Mason Rosado has the front court for the Dutch. Gets rid of it to Aiden McAuliffe. Now over to Trent Ramos. Ramos nearly lost the basketball, but he retrieves it. Over to Eric Brooks. Now Rosado has it. Hawkins is out of the ball game right now for the Dutch. Here's McCullough slashing the lane, puts it up, no good. Wolfram with the rebound for Hamilton. And Grant's going to dribble it up himself. Wolfram handles the ball very, very well for a 6'6 guy. Here's Woodke with it. Woodke over to Wolfram, left side. Now to Garrett Eating. Eating's pass taken away by Ramos. Ramos ahead to Mason Rosado. Dutch with the ball on a five-point lead. Pass in the corner to Eric Brooks for a three. No good. Long rebound. It is loose and finally corralled by Woodkey for the Hawkeyes. Woodkey, long pass in the front court to Walker. Walker drives on McCullough. Puts up an eight-footer. He hit it. Eight for Elijah. And the Hawkeyes close to within three, 38-35. And Paul Chapman will take a 30. 6:57 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com. Ow! 6:57 to play in regulation here in Hamilton. The Dutch trying to go to 4-0 in the OK green, but the Hawkeyes are giving them a battle. It's 38-35. Hawkins gets the inbound. He's back in the contest, as is Tyler Johns. Hawkins gets a double screen at the top of the circle, dribbling right to left. Hawkins drives left side to the basket, puts it up off the glass. Now countered, he threw the foul. Hawkins accelerated to the basket that time, drew the contact from Connor Davis. That's three fouls on Davis, and Hawkins will have a three-point play. He had 23 on Tuesday night, and he makes this free throw. That'll be 23 for him tonight. Free throw by Dante. Swish! Holland 41, Hamilton 35. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Anders Nordheis back in the ball game for Holland. He's working against Elijah Walker. Walker brings it up. Walker into the front court, dribbles behind his back. Outside is Evan Woodkey. Hawkins closes out on him. With it now is Colton Bexford. Check out that Eating with it. Eating nearly loses the basketball, but Davis retrieves it. Woodkey over to Eating, right corner. There's a ball knocked away by Nordheis. Retrieved by Walker. Walker drives on Ramos, and we got a collision, and Ramos is going to get called for a reach-in. Now, Holland fans don't like the call, but Ramos definitely reached in that time. That's Trent's third. Three team fouls on the Dutch, seven fouls on Hamilton. And Kyle Bartholomew, who hasn't played much in the second half because of foul trouble, will check back in. Bartholomew picked up two fouls in the first minute of the third quarter and went to the bench with three fouls. Hawkeyes to inbound, baseline right, long inbounds comes to Walker, nearly tipped away by Nordheis. Woodkey has it, right foul line extended against Hawkins. They swing it around the perimeter. Connor Davis with a three left side, no good. Rebound batted around, it's loose. Bodies go flying everywhere, and the ball knocked out of bounds. I think Hawkins inadvertently kicked it out of bounds. So the Hawkeyes will get the ball back. Like I said, this has been a very physical contest between these two teams. Not dirty, just physical. Walker in the front court gives it up to Overbeek. Now to Woodkey. Woodkey way outside on the right. Hawkins all over him. Now Wolfram has it between the circles. Over to Walker. Walker right side against Nordheis. Elijah looks low. Gets it to Woodkey. Woodkey! The 5'10 Woodkey puts up a shot and he got it swatted back in his face by Bartholomew. In the corner now. Here's Davis for a three and he nailed it! Connor Davis with a triple! The Hawkeyes aren't going away. 41-38, the Dutch. 5:27 to play. And the Hamilton students making noise. Hawkins with it front court. Crossover move on Overby. Drives to the basket. Puts it up and in. 25 now for Hawkins. 43-38 Holland. Here's Overby driving on McCullough. Loses the basketball out of bounds. And the officials look at each other, and they point Holland's way. They weren't sure if McAuliffe got a hand on it last, and he didn't. Colin Tidd returns for Evan Woodkey for the Hawkeyes. Dutch with the ball on a five-point lead as we tick down toward 5 minutes remaining. Hawkins will walk it slowly into the front court. And Hawkins will stop his dribble right in front of the Hamilton student section, right past half court. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Hawkins. And now we get another screen, and we might get a foul on Tyler Johns. We do. Johns is going to get called for an illegal screen. And now that he was moving as he set that screen. So the Hawkeyes will get it back with 4:44 left. Hawkeyes facing some pressure from the Dutch on the inbounds, and they do get it into Colin Tidd. Tidd goes one-on-one with Dante Hawkins. Hawkins takes it away! Hawkins took it away from Tidd. Will drive right side to the basket. He's fouled! Colin Tidd got a pocket pick by Dante Hawkins, and Hawkins will go to the line to shoot two. Tidd on the personal. And Hawkins, you know, Hawkins might be on his way to a career night tonight. First free throw for Hawkins, no good off the back. Let's see, that is, he's 6 of 8 from the line tonight. Has 3 three-pointers and 5 two-pointers, that's 25 for Hawkins. He had 30 earlier this year against Grand Haven. He makes the second. Holland 44, Hamilton 38, 4:28 to play. Walker will bring it up against Ornice. Hawkins comes to double. Walker in trouble. Hawkins took it away. Here goes Dante. Drives it all. He scores and he's fouled. Dante Hawkins came on the double on Elijah Walker, took it away, drove it, scored, and drew the foul. And that's 4 on Elijah Walker, and Brent Hoverding wants a timeout. 4:19 to go. It is Holland 46, Hamilton 38. It's a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com. Dante Hawkins with a three-point play opportunity. He has scored 8 points here in the fourth quarter as the Dutch try to pull away. Hawkins misses the free throw on the three-point play opportunity, and Wolfram chases down the rebound. Holland 46, Hamilton 38, 4:12 remaining. Walker in the front court, gives it up to Wolfram. Grant slashes the ball on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes to the Dutch. Hawkins will bring it up. Done everything tonight for the Dutch. Hawkins just passed half court, working on Jared Overbeek. And the Dutch can work some clock here with an 8-point lead and 3:50 left. Hawkins on the right side, drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. Tyler Johns put back, he got it! Tyler Johns got the rebound and put it up and in. And again, that was Hawkins creating that opportunity with his penetration. The Dutch with their biggest lead of the night. With 3:29 left, 48-38. Tidd with it right side, outside to Connor Davis. They want Wolf, and they can't get it to him. Here's Walker with it, driving on Nordheis to the basket. Off balance, puts it up, no good, but Nordheis is going to get called for a foul. So Elijah Walker will shoot two with 3:17 to play. That foul on Nordheis is second. Five team fouls on the Dutch. Hamilton has 9. Walker at the line. First free throw, good. He's 3 for 3 from the stripe tonight. He has 9 points. Trent Ramos and Aiden McAuliffe back in. Bartholomew and Nordheis will have a seat. One more free throw for Walker. The 6'1 senior fires, got it. 48-40. It's an 8-point Holland lead with 3:15 left. Hawkins comes front court, and he stops just past half court. Walker drives past Overbeek, dishes off. Driving along the right side, here's a 10-foot shot, no good. And the rebound. It was Overbeek on the rebound, and the Paul Chapman lobbing that he thought it should be Holland basketball. He's arguing that Hawkins knocked it away and Overbeek was the last to touch it, but they're going to give it to Hamilton. Nordheis is back in for the Dutch. Inbounds comes to Walker. 2:55 left. Walker one-on-one with Nordheis. Walker looks for someone to pop open. He's still got it on the left side. Bounce pass down low to Wolfram. Wolfram drives on Johns, puts it up. Nice up fake by Grant, and Johns is going to get a foul called on him. It just went final over at Unity Christian. Holland Christian a winner over the Crusaders tonight, 61-53. Wolfram will shoot two. Foul on Johns is third. Grant Wolfram with 5 points tonight. He's 3 of 6 on the line. He makes the first. Walker has 10, and Bexford has 10 to lead the Hawkeyes. Grant's second one misses badly to the right, and Trent Ramos has the rebound for the Dutch. Holland 48, Hamilton 41, 2:34 left. Hawkins has it front court for the Dutch. Overbeek is on Dante. Hawkins drives past Overbeek. Gets rid of it to Nordheis. Nordheis back outside to McAuliffe. He's standing near half court. Aiden McAuliffe dribbling between his legs as the Dutch play a little keep away with 2:15 left. Next foul on the Hawkeyes will be a two-shot foul. That'll be their 10th team foul. Hawkins in trouble near half court, and we're going to get a reaching call on Overbeek. Overbeek thought he tied up Hawkins, but the official said he got a piece of the wrist. So two fouls on Overbeek. That's team foul number 10 on Hamilton. And guess who's back at the free throw line? Hawkins will shoot two. He's 7 of 10 from the stripe tonight. First free throw for Dante. Got it. That's 29 for Dante. One away from his season high. He had 30 against Grand Haven in the second game of the season. One more for Hawkins, and he got it. So that's 30 now. 50-41 Holland, 2:06 to play. Here's Walker, dishes off right side. Here's a 17-footer on the way by Overbeek. No good, the rebound, battle four on the floor. Nordheis got the rebound, and he was able to get a timeout. The Hawkeyes tried to tie Nordheis up as he was on the floor, and Anders was able to signal a timeout before he got tied up. So the Dutch take a timeout with 1:55 to play. It's a 60-second timeout. It is Holland 50, Hamilton 41. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. .155 remaining here at Hamilton. The Hawkeyes will press. Johns to inbound it, having a little trouble getting the ball in bounds, and he has his inbounds knocked back out of bounds by Grant Wolfram. It'll stay Dutch basketball. They want to get the ball to Hawkins, and they run a little pick to try to get the ball to Dante. Now McAuliffe gets the inbounds. McAuliffe in the backcourt. He's got two Hawkeyes chasing him. McAuliffe finally gets rid of it to Hawkins, and Dante's going to weave his way through traffic, and Paul Chapman's going to take another timeout here. And as the Dutch were dangerously close to a 10-second violation, 1:45 left. It's a 60-second timeout, 50-41 Dutch. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Tyler Johns to inbound it with 1:45, gets it into Dante Hawkins. Hawkins dribbles his way through traffic into the front court. Hawkeyes need to foul here. They're down 9 with 1:38 left. Hawkins dribbling his way through a crowd. He's got Wolfram chasing him. Now McAuliffe has it. McAuliffe between the circles. Walker bounding him. He's got four fouls. I don't think Hamilton wants him to foul because he would foul out of the ballgame. McAuliffe with it now down to 1:20 left. McAuliffe on the left side. Bounce pass underneath. Taken away by Kidd. Kidd has it taken right back by Ramos, and Ramos scores. And Kidd might be hurt. Now the Dutch lost the ball, but Ramos got it back and put it in. And it's a 52-41 lead for the Dutch. 1 minute left. Here's Bexford driving left side. He puts it up, and he missed it. It hung on the back of the rim, and it would not drop for him. Wolfram unable to save it.
And the Dutch will have it.
Garrett Eady will check in for the Hawkeyes. He's in for Walker, and that's just to commit a foul. Austin Hyde will come in for the Dutch. In for Nordheis. 54 seconds remaining. It's an 11-point Holland lead. They're going to go to 10-1 on the season, 4-0 in the OK Green. Johns into the front court. Over to Ramos. Ramos, and Ramos is fouled by Bexford with 46 seconds to play. So Trent will go to the line to shoot two, and he's done a real good job at the line all season. 6-for-6 on Tuesday against Zeeland West. Foul on Bexford is first. Dutch in the double bonus. Ramos' free throw, and I jinxed him. He left it a little bit short that time. Brady Mudd will come in along with Walker for the Hawkeyes for offensive purposes. Ramos will have one more with 46.2 seconds left. Holland up by 11. It's been a battle tonight. The Dutch pulling away here in the fourth quarter, but they've had their hands full with the Hawkeyes. Ramos missed them both. And the rebound to Bexford. Here come the Hawkeyes. Kid into the front court. Kicks it out right side to Wolfram. And Wolfram is fouled by Ramos. And that's team foul number 7 on Holland. So we're going to get some free throws for Grant Wolfram. A 1-1 with 40.5 seconds to play. Dylan Burrish. Garrett Eating. And also Jared Overbeek into the ball game. And there was a voice score tonight involving Saugatuck and Bloomingdale, and this is not a misprint. I just confirmed it with Holly Rose, who was running the board for that game. Holland defeated Bloomingdale tonight 72-8. Yes, 72-8 the final. Hawkins loses the basketball in the backcourt, driving underneath and putting it in is Garrett Eating. And Brant Hoverdink will take a timeout with 27.2 seconds left. It's 52-43 the Dutch. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. seconds remaining here at Hamilton. The Hawkeyes will press. Holland with a 9-point lead. Johns to trigger. Inbounds to Hawkins, back to Johns. Johns will dribble it up into the front court, 22 seconds left. Johns dishes off to Ramos, and they're trying to foul Ramos, and they finally do. Tid fouls him with 19 seconds remaining. Foul on Tid, his second. So Ramos, who missed a pair a moment ago, will have two more free throws coming to him. And Brant Hoverdink starting to empty his bench here with 19 seconds to play. Free throw on the way by Trent is good. That's 7 points for Ramos, all of them here in the second half. Connor Davis back in, along with Brady Mudd. One more free throw for Trent Ramos. And missed it. Wolfram with the rebound, 53-43 Holland, 15 seconds left. Tid drives left side on McAuliffe, puts the shot up, no good, and we're going to get a foul on McAuliffe. 12.9 seconds to play. So the Hawkeyes will lose their third straight. They'll drop to 1-2 in the OK Green and 4-6 overall. And they'll be a home to Byron Center on Tuesday night. First free throw good for Tid. That's Collins' first point of the ball game. Tid eyes the rim, fires, and got it. 53-45 Holland, and Hawkins dribbling his way through traffic down to 9 seconds. And I think that they're going to let Hawkins dribble off the clock down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And how appropriate that it was Dante Hawkins that dribbled off the clock, because he was the big gun tonight for the Dutch. Hawkins scores 30 points, matching his season high, and the Dutch defeat the Hamilton Hawkeyes here at Hamilton by a score of 53-45. Holland now 4-0 in the OK green, 10-1 overall. The Hawkeyes 1-2 in the green, and 4-6 overall. When we come back, we will have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game show, and we'll announce our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. But first, let's take a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here at Hamilton High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show, where Holland High defeated Hamilton tonight by a score of 53-45, a hard-fought contest. It was close most of the way. It was 14-11, the Dutch after one quarter, 24-19 at the half. Hawkeyes hanging around for most of the second half. It was 38-33 at the end of three. But the Dutch pulled away in the fourth quarter, finally built a double-digit lead late in the ballgame, and held on for the win to go to 4-0 in the OK green, 10-1 overall. And a tough battle for Coach Paul Chapman, but the Dutch get the win tonight as they start a five-game road swing with a big victory tonight. And that's a good confidence builder heading into some tough games coming up in the next week or so. When we come back, we'll go over the scoring in the contest as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. Greg Chandler with you. As Holland beat Hamilton tonight by a score of 53-45, let's take a look at the scoring in the contest. For the Hamilton Hawkeyes, who fall to 1-2 in the OK green, 4-6 overall, they were led by Elijah Walker and Colton Bexford tonight. Bexford had a great first half. He came off the bench and provided tremendous energy for the Hawkeyes, as he had 10 first half points. He did not score in the second half, as he ended up with 10 for the ball game. Elijah Walker also had 10 free baskets and 4 free throws for the Hawkeyes. He did have some foul trouble in the second half. Grant Wolfram had 6 points, 1 basket, and 4 free throws. Evan Woodke hit a 3-point basket for 3 points. Garrett Eating had a basket and a free throw for 3 points. Dylan Burrish had a basket for 2. Connor Davis had a strong second half. He had a 3-pointer, a couple of baskets, and a pair of free throws. He ended up with 9. Colin Titt, a pair of free throws for 2 points, and that was it for the Hawkeyes scoring, as they end up with 45 points. For the Dutch of Holland High tonight, they were led, as usual, by Dante Hawkins, the senior guard, and Hawkins kind of put the Dutch on his back tonight as he scored 30 points. He had 3 3-pointers. He had 7 two-point baskets, and he was 9 of 12 from the free throw line. And he had 10 of his points in the fourth quarter as the Dutch were able to pull away. And he made several big plays where he took the ball from a Hamilton guard, drove the court, and put the ball in or drew the foul. And in one case, he did both. And he was just unstoppable. The Hawkeyes could not stop him tonight, as he led the way for the Dutch in the victory. No other Holland player was in double figures. Aiden McAuliffe was next for the Dutch with 7 points. He had a 3-pointer and a pair of 2-point baskets. Trent Ramos off the bench had another strong ball game. 3 baskets and a free throw. He ends up with 7. Tyler Johns had 4 on a couple of baskets. Eric Brooks had 1 basket for 2 points. Elroy Payne played some spot minutes and played well. Had a basket and a free throw for 3 points. Austin Hyde, Anders Nordheis, and Mason Rosado, and Kyle Bartholomew did not score tonight for the Dutch. Bartholomew did run into some foul trouble in the ball game, particularly in the early stages of the second half. And Holland ending up with a total of 53 points. Got some other finals to tell you about in boys action tonight over at Unity Christian. It was Holland Christian, a winner over the Crusaders. The final in that one was 61-53. It was tied at the end of 3, 36-36, but the Maroons scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. They went on a big run in the early part of the fourth quarter. It was a 14-4 run that allowed them to take a 50-40 lead, and they were able to withstand the Crusaders' charge the rest of the way. And so Holland Christian continues to keep pace with the Dutch. And, of course, that's all setting up for a big matchup coming up on February 8th at the Civic Center. That's going to be a makeup of a postponed game that was supposed to have been played about a week or so ago between the Dutch and the Maroons. And that's going to be an interesting contest. We will have that game for you on WHTC, the first of two games between the Dutch and the Maroons in a span of 6 days. That will be at the Civic Center on the afternoon of February 8th. Over at Saugatuck tonight, the Indians all over Bloomingdale, and I had to ask Holly Rose, who was engineering the game for our sister station 92.7 The Man, whether that score was accurate or not, and she assures me that it was. The final, Saugatuck 72, Bloomingdale 8. That was the boys' score, 72-8. The girls' final between Saugatuck and Bloomingdale tonight, the Indians won that game as well, as Saugatuck won it by a score of 51-30. A couple of other girls' finals in the game preceding this one. It was Hamilton all over Holland, 55-25, as Ashley Overbeek scored 24 points. The Hawkeyes now 10-3. They are 4-0 in the OK Green as they make another run toward another OK Green Conference championship. And Holland Christian was a winner in girls action tonight, as well as the Maroons defeated Unity. The final in that one was 46-41. Of course, we'll have a complete wrap-up of all the scores from tonight's action on WHTC News tomorrow morning. And, of course, you can find out all the scores on our website at WHTC.com. Time to announce our Village Inn Pizza player of the game. And you can probably guess who we're going to give this to tonight. We raved about him all night. Had a great game Tuesday night against Zeeland West, and he came back with an even better one tonight as he carried the Dutch offensively tonight, accounting for close to 60% of Holland's offense. He finishes with 30 points. Dante Hawkins of the Dutch is our Village Inn Pizza player of the game, and right now I'll be the first person to text player to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza for great food and good times. Our next high school basketball broadcast on WHTC will be coming up on Tuesday night, and we'll be at the home of the Ducks as Zeeland West host Holland Christian will be on the air beginning at 6:40 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hope College basketball tomorrow, and the Flying Dutchman will try and beat the weather conditions as they head down to General Lewis B. Hershey Hall on the campus of Trine University in Angola, Indiana, as they take on the Thunder of Trine University. Head coach Brooks Miller and Tyler Good, Jared Holmquist, some of the key players for the Thunder, as the Dutchmen continue to fight for the top spot in the MIAA race. Our broadcast coverage with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince begins at 12:40 on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. A lot of folks made our broadcast possible tonight. Many thanks to Jerry Hegarty, our friend here at Hamilton High School, the athletic director. And Jerry always does a great job of making sure we're all taken care of down here. Thanks to Lindsay Michaels back at the studio for turning the dials. Great job tonight, Lindsay. And as always, we thank those who support our high school basketball and football broadcast. And make sure you visit our businesses who do support our broadcast and thank them for their support of local high school athletics. That's going to do it here from Hamilton High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Holland High Dutch, 53, the Hamilton Hawkeyes, 45.